This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Bobby Collins, head coach for the Hawks. Coach, a tough loss on the home court here. It was a very physical game, but those two little guards for UMBC seemed to be fast enough and crafty enough that they forced a lot of contact and a lot of fouls from your boys.
Yeah, you know, we didn't play physical enough. We started the game not getting the 50-50 balls. And how many turnovers did we have? Unforced. When we worked so hard to get a 50-50 ball and we worked so hard to get a rebound, we gave it right back to them. And I bet you I can go back and look at those turnovers, and it's part of the reason why we weren't able to close the gap because of the turnovers that we had. And we got to play more aggressive so that we can get to the free throw line as much as our opponent.
16 turnovers for the Hawks in that game. On the bright side, we saw Mr. Tyler Jones come off the bench to the tune of 28 points. A fine showing from him. 11 for 14 shooting. How impressed are you with what he was been able to do in his freshman home debut?
Well, we knew he was capable. And, you know, we got to get, you know, big three. We got to get Ryan shooting the ball well. We got to get Bakari playing up to his full potential. You know, we expect so much more from Bakari as far as his rebounding. And, you know, even though he had 13 rebounds, he could have had 20 because we saw several rebounds that he didn't go or rebounds that he lost. And we just got to get the big three going. And everything that Tyler Jones give us right now, obviously being a freshman, that's going to be nice to give us 28 and nice to give us two.
Do you anticipate him starting in the next game?
Well, you know, I'm going to talk to my coaches about it, and we're going to make some changes based on, you know, what we come up with. But I'm pleased at what he did tonight because he played like the veteran player. He was so poised and so calm when that team didn't have shot blockers. But we forced shots, and we shot the ball quick, and we were just so – everybody was just so not in tune with what I wanted as far as being physical and aggressive at home at that.
Well, we got a travel day tomorrow. The Hawks will take the bus ride up to Boston College. What's the message for your team as we go up to BC?
Well, it's a process. And, you know, we're going to be that scrappy team. We're going to be gritty. But we got to play smart. We got to calm down, be poised, and make plays. And we're going to be fine. This team is basically all new. Bakari Copeland is playing a different role than what he played in the last year. Ryan Andino is playing a different role because the big two last year was Devin Martin and Dominique Elliott. And top of the new guys we got in. So it's going to take some time for us to gel, come together. But you know, we definitely, I just wish that we could have protected home court.